Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
I am just delighted to be here with all of you and thankful that you have braved the cold to be here with me. St. Michael's is one of the congregations that for a variety of reasons and blessed luck that I have visited the most in my tenure. And what I am struck by, happy is this was one of the times Peter used to always read the gospel for me. So, friends, I don't know about you, but I have found myself somewhat overwhelmed with the seemingly deplorable state of humanity lately. What we do as humans to one another, and what we as humans allow to happen to each other by overt actions or willful ignorance, can be despicable and deadly. I was listening to the radio as I was driving home the other day, changing the stations as a reporter narrated their walk through President Bashar al-Assad's infamous Damascus prison, Sadnaya. As best as people can tell, hundreds of thousands of political prisoners, people, living, breathing people, disappeared into this torture pen, many of whom will never be heard from again. Human beings did unspeakable acts to other human beings. Actions that I chose not to hear because I could not tolerate the descriptions. I am in some ways weak. The people of Gaza are steadily being annihilated by both the Israeli Defense Forces and the deeply duplicitous nature of Hamas and Hezbollah. The people of Israel have suffered through and endured thousands of rocket attacks, suicide bombers, terrorist raids, kidnapping from these same groups. And our government policies have at various points added to and supported the ongoing suffering and deaths in these regions. And I hear, and somehow I cannot even begin to conceive what that might be like. The next minute, changing my stations on the radio, I hear the promise of scripture and the sounds of carols, rejoicing in and about that happened in this very same region 2,000 years ago, and I shut down. I confess to you. The bleak midwinter is more than frosty winds may moan. The bleak midwinter is more than cold upon cold. She is young. She is pregnant. She is not married. She is brave. She is curious. She is strong. She travels walking 90 miles to meet her elderly cousin, who is also, surprisingly, pregnant. They meet. They greet. The babies lurch in their wombs, and they thing that God come to earth risking being loved by us is calling us to something more than the world can ask or imagine. God of the world, Jesus being born, asks and trusts that human beings are the very same species that can do such insane harm, can also turn, stop, hold, and protect a child. But we can love beyond ourselves. And when we do, we are changed. We are made strong. Mary said yes. Go figure. Elizabeth bore witness so that we might see a child grow, become a man, an anointed one who loves all, welcomes all, risks all. This day, in this fractured world filled with pain, may we hear the cries of the world. May we stop. May we turn. May we stand firm, offering all we have to honor and love other human beings. In this fractured world, may we turn out and not in. May we risk offering who we are and what we mean to share and proclaim our hope in something coming soon. Again, for the very first time, God, Emmanuel, God with us, so that in this world of pain, we are not alone. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. He will come and show us a different way. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, in spite of and because of it all.